This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Kickoff hour number two.
How are we looking over there, Hodges?
Oh, tough play. She's safe. Japan scores a run.
No, come on. That's home cooking.
Oh, man, that's huge. Bottom of the fourth, two outs, two strikes, runners on the corners, chopper up the middle.
Chopper.
Just too high for the pitcher to get right over her head. Mm. Second baseman charges, throws to first. She's safe. Runner coming home from third, scores the game's first run.
These Olympics, they're a prison. I hate them. What happened to pride of the country?
There's more game. There's more time.
This is the gold medal game. Yeah, we're halfway through. Mm. Come on.
We got our bats coming up. Surely we're not going to get shut out, right?
We might.
Hickman said it. We might.
For your sake, I hope not.
It is softball. Low scoring.
Who'd you bet on?
I bet on the U.S. I'm going to blame one in stripes if they lose because he bet on Japan. He said he bet on Japan so that he would ensure that the U.S. would win.
Mm.
Which, I like that plan sometimes, but I feel like in the Olympics, you just got to go all in for the home, you know, for our home team.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We'll see how it shakes out.
Davey, what happened yesterday with Texas and Oklahoma?
They officially informed the Big 12 that they would not be renewing their grant of rights as it relates to their current deal for TV rights at the end of the, I believe it would be technically the 2024-2025 season.
Mm-hmm.
So they're out.
Did I not read, though, that they are expecting to play in the SEC next season?
Yes.
So, well, apparently there's a report going around that they think with them putting forth the news that they will be leaving the Big 12, the other schools will try and become a part of another conference, at mm-hmm. which point the Big 12 will dissolve. And if the Big 12, that ends up happening, then there won't be a season for them to play, so they'll be off the hook for having to pay the money to leave the conference, and therefore they can go ahead and get in on everything SEC.
Without their buyout.
Yeah, which I believe is like $76 million for both schools.
I mean, how much money could they make in the SEC over the next 3 years? Like extra money. Would it be worth it?
Extra money?
You know what I'm saying? What's the difference?
Maybe a little bit more, but they'd get to keep more of what they make.
Well, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, if they paid would it be worth it to pay the $70 million now and make more than that over the next 3 years in the SEC?
Yeah, I'd say long term, yeah.
It's fascinating. Here's me saying, yeah, 3 years to get it right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just throw them in there this year.
They're calling them the Irate Eight. The eight teams now left in the Big 8 teams in the Big 12. This is...
Yeah,
so
it's a mess.
So stupid.
Hey, Matt Campbell's time to shine.
Now they're talking about the Pac-20. If that were to be the case, all eight go to the Pac-12. But yesterday, Iowa State, it got leaked that apparently they reached out to the Big Ten.
And I was already there.
It's true.
Makes a lot of sense.
The Big 12 did put out a statement yesterday that reads, I saw David Ubbin actually put this out there, but it was, today the Big 12 Conference received notice from the University of Oklahoma. I told you, my brain doesn't wake up till 9 o'clock when the depot starts.
Yeah, that's...
University of Oklahoma President Joe, is it Harzo? And University of Texas President Jay Hartzell, very close there, that their universities do not intend to extend their grant of rights when the current agreement expires on June 30th, 2025. Quote, although our eight members are disappointed with the decision of these two institutions, We recognize that intercollegiate athletics is experiencing rapid change and will most likely look much different in 2025 than it does currently, stated Commissioner Bob Bowlesby. The Big 12 Conference will continue to support our member institutions' efforts to graduate student-athletes and compete for Big 12 and NCAA championships. Like many others, we will use the next 4 years to fully assess what the landscape will look like in 2025 and beyond. The remaining eight institutions will work together in a collaborative manner to thoughtfully and strategically position the Big 12 Conference for continued success, both athletically and academically, long into the future. End quote. That is just Bob Bowlesby putting on a brave face. He realizes this will not last until 2025.
Let's see here. So in 2019, the SEC issued $44.6 million to each school, while the Big 12 distributed 37.7. Quick math tells me that's a $7 million a year difference. So it would not be financially responsible to pay the buyout for Oklahoma and Texas, unless they could be guaranteed that the revenue share goes way, way up. I don't know how you'd do that. Especially with the TV deal not kicking in until they're supposed to get here. I mean, probably be best to wait for that. Mm-hmm. Unless, as Davey said, the Big 12 dissolves and they got, you know, nowhere else to go. Well, there you go. That next year thing, though, I mean, that would be wild.
Mm-hmm.
No way it happens, right?
I mean, it reminds me of people like working out a notice at a business that they're leaving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of businesses, you talk to somebody and they're like, shoot, if I go in and say I'm leaving in 2 weeks, they're going to tell me to get now.
Maybe, but a lot of times that 2 weeks is so that they can find your replacement. That's not going to happen for the Big 12. Right? You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're the Big 12,
they definitely
like,
don't need 3 years. I mean,
right.
Yeah. Like, aren't they going to?
Everyone else is already looking around. If I'm the.
Aren't these other teams going to make plans and try and move or bring in other teams before
the next year? Oh, yeah.
There's some other schools already, like, positioning themselves.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I
said. Hey, come over here.
Iowa State to the Big Ten. West Virginia's apparently already talked to the ACC.
Well, no, I was talking about like schools trying to come into the Big 12. Like Cincinnati put out a statement, and I was like, "Did Butch Jones write this statement?"
He's not there.
I know, but let me see if I can find it.
Cincinnati wants to be in the Big 12.
Let me see if I can find it.
That's the thing. Without Oklahoma and Texas, the Big 12. I mean,
it's not a Power 5 conference. Where is this?
And their revenue would be nothing. I mean, for Cincinnati. It'd probably be more than what it is now, maybe. Cincinnati and the if West Virginia was in it, who cares? Still doesn't make a lot of sense. The American Conference. Interesting. Apparently they're interested in Baylor, TCU, Texas Tech, Oklahoma State, and West Virginia. That's if they were to go to 16. This is just bad. Yep, Kansas and Iowa State are talking with the Big Ten. West Virginia to the ACC makes a lot of sense, especially for – that'd be good for West Virginia fans. They could actually go to road games now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Without having to, you know
– every road game they have is like, what, 16 hours at least?
Something like that. It's crazy. It's insane.
Cincinnati means sustained success. We're all about the next level. Mm-hmm. And then there's a graphic, and it goes, sustained success, 1 of 5, 15 or more bowl games – 15 or more NCAA tourneys since 2000, and then it's got like the other schools below that fall into that category. So it's like Cincinnati, Florida, Louisville, Texas, and Wisconsin.
I mean, you got to give them some credit, right? I mean, Cincinnati athletic department's done a pretty damn good job.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know they don't have championships or anything, but they've been there, around, at least been relevant.
And they were a borderline playoff team last year.
Took George to the wire.
Oh, yeah. Should have beat him. Should have beat him.
Yeah, they should have beat him. What we got over there, Nate? What's the score? What's the count? Situation. What is it? Did that guy break up with Simone? Is that what's going on here?
It?
I don't know.
Is that the problem?
Chris Anderson just said it's a mental issue she's having. I don't know what that even means.
Still needs to compete if it is a breakup.
Hey.
Go out there and prove
her.
USA didn't get any
runs. If her heart's not in it.
Going to the top of the fifth. We're still down one.
Katy Perry had the best concert of her life after finding out she was getting divorced.
9 outs to go.
Is that true?
Yeah. Have you not seen the video?
No.
I mean, she's literally bawling her eyes out. Looks like somebody just killed her family. Then she walks
when
in.
Russell Brand decided he wanted a divorce?
Who cries over him was what I want to know.
They were in love, man.
Oh, yeah, but it's Russell Brand.
Then teenage dream.
Immediately walks out on stage, wipes a tear away, and just absolutely knocks it out of the park.
Big Katy Perry fan?
Some of her older stuff's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. What's her last name?
I don't know her last name.
Seem like a big fan. Just thought I'd ask.
I mean,
what is it?
Hudson.
I didn't know that actually.
Her name's Kate Hudson.
Katie Hudson. I've told you this story. I still have to deal with people from
around the
world.
Well, you said it's her brother.
Her brother's name is David Hudson.
Davey's tired of getting confused for her brother.
Right. That's what you told me. But I did forget her last name was Hudson. I forgot whose brother that was. So no runs.
Mm-mm.
Any hits?
I don't know.
Abbott coming out? Some other top stuff. Of the fifth?
She upgraded to Legolas. She'll be all right.
No, it's still
Orlando
Carta.
Bloom?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, Carta pitched really well against Japan the other night. So,
Do they do like the full 9 innings for?
Seven.
Seven.
Oh. Seven.
So we have
3 innings.
We have 3 innings left. That's, you know.
It's not ideal. Trailing. No, this is good. This is what we do. The United States. We're the clutch nation.
Are we?
Yeah. Better late than never.
Somebody's going to walk it off for us.
Like Drew Gilbert.
Mm.
Grand slam.
Be nice.
Bottom of the dramatic. Seventh.
Bottom of the seventh.
We do bat in the bottom of the innings, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're the top seed, I guess.
Good. Good. Let's take care of it. Again, these Olympics. I mean, Simone's out with a no one knows what. Women's soccer draws against Australia.
I mean, if she
basketball team's a disaster.
If she was like some like superstar, like super young, like first Olympics, like, hey, we got this new gymnast. She's insane, but she's only, you know, 15 years old. Da 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 da. Like, this would make a little more sense. Like, she's.
It's got to be something off the mat.
To not. I mean, just. You think it doesn't. You don't think it's something mental with her gymnastics?
No. I don't.
You don't? You think it's something, it's a personal issue?
She landed her vault. Yeah, I think
you think she has a personal issue that's keeping her from competing in the Olympics?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Or her team.
I mean, I'm just guessing, but yeah, it seems like it.
Man.
We'll see.
I guess it's possible.
We'll see. It'll come out.
That is.
Somebody'll ask her. I just feel bad for her. She's hard not to like.
Oh, yeah.
She's great.
But, I mean, she's already – we talk about it like when Nick Saban kicked that onside kick. Like, he'd already won national championships. There's no pressure.
That's what I'm saying. Like, she knows she's the best in the world. I don't think it has anything to do – oh, I'm not landing him right.
She could have retired 2 weeks ago, and no one would have
– no, I know.
So, that's why it's so
strange.
That's
what I'm saying. Something's up. Man, I don't know.
What a story.
Maybe she's fighting with her boyfriend or mom's sick. I don't know. I'm just saying that's what it feels like. She's just not all – she's not all there.
And to find out information during the event, I mean,
she might have found out right before.
Okay, yeah, and just gave it a go.
Someone here wakes up early, texts her, hey, not to bother you, but this is going to bother you.
I don't think anybody would deliver bad news to her right now unless it was.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens. Maybe the boyfriend's a little worried about the Olympic Village. So they're in an argument.
Is this my time to talk?
Nope. About the box beds?
No.
All right, we'll come back with more.
You're shut down.
Hit a break,
buddy.
Hour 2 continues live from the Fan Run Studios, Fox Sports Knoxville. It's happened, Houston, during the break.
What?
Japan hit a little flare single to put a runner on first with two outs. And
they go to the pen?
They've gone to the pen.
Is it Monica?
It is the lefty, Monica Abbott.
Yes.
on.
Let's win it.
The bump for the Americans. And she's quickly gone, gotten to 0-2 on the first batter. Hopefully the
Naturally.
Only batter. Hopefully she can shut them down here. And
I have no doubt that
the
she
U.S.
will.
Can get a run or two. Three at-bats left. It's top of the fifth, two outs, 1-0 Japan. We'll keep you updated as the U.S. plays for gold with a
As Nate
legendary,
monitors his bets.
Legendary Lady Vol.
Yep.
Number 14, Monica Abbott on the mound.
Greatest to ever do it. Here.
How tall is she?
She's tall.
Yeah, she is. She bends way down. She had a really funky motion. I feel like it's even different than it was in college, but maybe I'm just misremembering.
Well,
you got kind of like two windups.
All right. Don't exactly know what you mean by that, but sounds intriguing.
Oh, no. Pass ball. Runner to second.
Dang it.
Still 1-2.
Damn it. How many outs?
Two outs.
Okay.
Just got to get this one. So,
my goodness.
She's taking an extra moment to
collect herself.
Yep. Yep.
A couple deep breaths. Hope she doesn't have to withdraw. What?
Sorry. Now. What? I mean, so weird.
Very weird.
Yeah.
Very, very weird.
Mm. Ball two. Dang low it. And inside. Big moment
Did
here.
Did it look like a strike?
No. It was off the plate.
Damn.
2-2. Runner on second.
Ah, sure late July sports radio. This
yep.
is.
She looks for the sign,
what
bends over,
of, folks.
Sets, rocks, fires, swing, line drive to right, runner coming to the plate, throws coming in, it's cut off, 2-0 Japan. You squared that one up. That
These Olympics
no,
are
it
a
wasn't
prison.
Fluky.
Absolute disaster.
Went the other way with it. The righty just line drive into right. Run scoring single.
Yeah, this is. Sorry for your bets.
Not looking good.
No. Not looking good. Not looking good at all, bud.
Girl coming at home did slide in her shorts, in case you were wondering.
Feet first?
Yes.
Hmm. How'd she. Did she get hurt?
No, I mean, no. Seemed fine.
Good slide?
Yeah. I mean, ball's cut off. Just no chance to get her.
Few things are more exciting in sports than. Somebody just booking it to home plate.
Big,
throws
big
going
play
into
at the plate.
Well, I would have got excited if yeah. it was actually a play at the plate, but I try to do the whole, you know,
yeah,
it's the opposing
then
team.
Then cut off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They robbed us.
Did they?
No, it was just, you know, just an allusion to our boy Wes Blankenship or whatever his name is. You know, Nacho Bingo guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jumbo. Nacho Bingo.
All
right, boys.
I'll keep you posted.
Yeah. Do that.
Davey, we got any other recruiting news and notes? Get the music ready.
No.
If so.
So, no recruiting notes.
When's
no
Walker
team.
Nolan, like, when's his, what's his timeline like? Is he?
So, what's the difference between a future cast and a crystal ball?
They're the same, just on different websites.
Oh, so Rivals, they call them future cast?
Yes. I'm working on finding the
okay.
commit date. But
I just didn't know. And what, I mean, it usually benefits a team like Tennessee for guys to wait as long as they can. Because we want to show, right? Like, we want to show that this offense is going to be.
Oh, he's a defensive guy.
Electric this year. Yeah, I mean, usually when you have a – well, I don't know. I guess it could go both ways. But when you have a new coach who isn't – I mean, it's – if you got Lane Kiffin, maybe signing – like committing early would be a good thing because everybody, oh, it's Lane Kiffin. I'll just go play for him. I don't have to worry about the team on the field right now. When I get there, well, this is Lane Kiffin. But Josh Heupel, I feel like it's more – probably want some more proof.
And see some defensive production out of Gardner's boys.
Yeah.
Let's hope we see it.
Who's going to be our starting defensive line?
Aubrey Solomon.
Yeah.
Do we think Tyler Barron starts at DN?
I think he will.
I think so.
Okay. I'm trying to think. Gosh, we've had so many transfers. Hickman, I gotta look at the roster.
Who's that other guy that played edge that was an outside linebacker? He got to. I'll find it here.
Yeah, you do that.
Pretty sure he's still here.
Because I kind of feel like the defense.
You thinking about Roman Harrison?
Yeah. Roman Harrison.
He's linebacker, wasn't he?
Yeah, but
right,
he's
but
played like some DN.
Rush linebacker, so maybe like a third down guy. Let's see.
Yeah, Aubrey Solomon and
Quazi Garland played quite a bit.
Matthew Butler.
Yeah, Butler will start at one of the tackle spots. Yep.
Okay, and then at end, you think it'll be Barron and I don't know.
Oh, we got Elijah Simmons too.
Yeah,
that's
the junkyard dog.
Yeah, I think he'll be a rotational guy.
Who's that?
Simmons.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, I'd say on the inside, it's going to be Karat Garland played a lot last year.
Roman Harrison, 6'2", 235.
Yeah, he's a good third down rush end.
So our starters aren't that bad. It's just we have no depth.
We've got some guys that might be okay.
Tyler Barron, 6'5", 260.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's
and he, I thought he looked good in his limited time last year. Plus, you got Rodney Garner. Get him up to speed. You know, no problem.
I think the defensive woes that people are expecting us to have next season are a tad bit overrated.
Think so?
I think they
because the defense was so good last year.
I think Coach Rodney Garner is going to coach them up. I mean, he's the best D-line coach in the country. And I think Tim Banks. I think we might have gotten a diamond in the rough with Tim Banks.
I hope you're right. Got Willie Martinez back. You know. Say whatever you want about Butch Jones. Willie Martinez actually coached up a lot of pretty good players in the secondary. I mean, I know everyone hated Justin Coleman, but he's – I don't know if he still is, but he became one of the highest-paid players in the NFL at the nickel spot. Got Emmanuel Mosley drafted to the 49ers. Todd Kelly, who, God bless him, every time he intercepted the ball, fell down, but he was a pretty good player.
But he intercepted him.
He did. Coached up Cam Sutton. Cam Sutton pretty good, still hanging around with the Steelers. Probably a few more in there that I'm missing, but I think Willie Martinez is a pretty good secondary coach. Tim Banks is a linebacker specialist. Plus, you got Mike Eckler in there too. I mean, that's a lot of hot chili, bro.
Crazy Mike Eckler.
Yeah,
he's been quiet lately.
I would say he's just absolutely locked in his basement, just foaming at the mouth to get out there.
I bet you he has not been home in a month.
Yeah, probably
just to sleep in the office.
Yeah, he's locked in his office, foaming at the mouth though.
Not the bad kind of foaming.
Yeah, like
not like OD foaming,
yeah,
but
yeah,
like
yeah,
just ready to go.
Yeah,
champing at the bit type stuff.
He's ready to get out there kneeling on the field.
That's what Heupel said. He said he can't wait to run through the tee, take the right turn by Smokey, and hit the sideline.
Let's go.
Look forward to it.
37 days from now.
Yes, 37 days from today.
The U.S. just got a leadoff walk. Nobody out.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, so we got out of the inning.
Top
only gave
fifth.
Up one run.
Yep,
that's
got
good.
Out of the inning.
Leadoff.
Start 0-2. Battle back.
Oh, good for her. Mm-hmm. Good for her. That's huge. I mean, this the number one story in the world right now. Simone Biles pulling out of the team finals. But why do we not know more about it?
Yeah, I know.
Simone.
I don't understand why this I don't understand why in softball, like this Japanese pitcher, she comes off the mound altogether.
Can you do that?
Then puts her foot back on the mound to come forward. So she rocks back, lifts her foot completely up in the air, then kind of like takes another step back forward, back onto the mound, and then throws the pitch. Seems like you should have to stay on the mound during your motion the whole time.
Now people are saying it is an injury. I have no idea what's going on with Simone Biles. She fell short on the vault, so maybe she is hurt.
I just don't understand how the mental thing ever becomes a story. Like, who would even
make that up?
Or yeah, I mean.
You mean you have to fabricate it out of thin air if it's not true.
NBC's hurting for ratings.
Well, we know this.
Started a drama. Yeah.
Fascinating.
That is. I mean, did somebody just say, well, it didn't look like she got hurt, so I'm going to say she just mentally doesn't want to compete.
Could be.
Like,
could be.
What on what planet does that make any sense?
Not this planet. Poor Simone. She's so likable. Good things are supposed to happen to people like that.
I just found an article about like Simone, and talking about how she couldn't wait for the Olympics, but not for them to start, but she couldn't wait for them to be over.
Why is that?
Because it said that being the face of the sport and the face of like the kind of like the country, you know, like a lot of weight,
a lot of pressure. See, of maybe it is. Maybe
started to become a burden.
Maybe she had a bad vault and then felt all the pressure, and that's what's, you know, getting in her head a little bit.
She described the pain in her ankles and legs as unreal, with every step and
hurting.
Turn and twist.
Well, jeez. All the best to Simone and her teammates.
Yeah, no, I don't know what happens with a player leaving with an injury in the team event.
No idea.
Obviously, individual, just out. Pretty simple, but...
Davey, I want to give you enough heads up today. How's the depot coming? Have you thought about it?
Certainly good. Yeah, I told you what I was going to do yesterday.
Yeah, you're going to review a movie I've never heard of?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
It's a fantastic film.
Okay, now we know.
All right. Come back. Still more hour two. Not time for the depot just yet, but...
Maybe it should be. I don't know what we're going
to
talk about.
Looking forward to it. Yeah. Come back. We're in trouble.
One break. This country, softball. This country, softball. I mean, Monica Albert's going to close the door. I have no doubt there. But
I gave up a run, bro.
We just
squandered it.
We can't hit. One commercial break, and the inning's over, and Japan's back up, top of the sixth.
Yikes.
Six outs to go. Got to get two.
I hope One in Stripes is happy with this Japanese bet he made.
Mm. Buddy, I told you we're the Yanks. We gotta build the drama for the comeback.
You all asked me earlier.
Oh boy.
If there were any updates as it related to the Oklahoma and Texas front,
right?
I forgot to mention. I believe Ross Dellinger put this out with Sports Illustrated that the SEC has called a meeting. This Thursday, that meeting will consist of the CEOs.
Is this the official vote meeting, or what is this?
I mean, I haven't gotten a confirmation one way or another, but I know that they will be discussing this. I don't believe this meeting was on the books until very recently, so it would definitely have me believe that this conversation is completely in regards to the membership status of Texas and Oklahoma as it relates to joining the SEC.
Do we know who we send to these? Is it Danny?
I don't know who is currently. It might be Randy, honestly.
You think?
I don't think it's Dondi. And I'm pretty sure this meeting right here is more so for presidents and chancellors.
Okay.
Unless your AD is the CEO, right?
Yeah, but... they still kind of get, with how they set it up, it's different. I'm going to answer the phone. I'll be right back.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. I mean, right in the middle of the conversation, just dips out. That's awesome. It's good stuff.
Well, he's got a job to do.
What a pro. So we're worried now about softball. Volleyball team took down Japan 3-0, one of the most anticipated matchups of the Olympics.
That's all we have.
But as I was stating...
You don't get to do that. You don't get to do this.
That there will be any reason to why they cannot get 11 of the 14 votes. You know, I wasn't going to make this about me.
Oh, God. Nate, I don't know if you caught. I don't know if you heard this morning. This is some unreal stuff that Dave's about to spill into the show.
I wouldn't say it's unreal, but it's
it is the most egotistical batch of BS I've ever heard in my entire life.
I wouldn't phrase it that way.
I would.
So,
of course, you wouldn't, because it's your ego.
One of the things that I realized in life a couple of years ago is that you want to always be looking to the future. You want to make sure you're staying ahead of the curve. And so, you know, there were a couple of examples, nothing major, but I realized I missed the boat. You look at it now, a lot of people are thinking that that's the case whenever, you know, crypto was booming. It's like, oh, a lot of people missed the boat. And then the next thing you know, they get in very late in the game. Some of these stocks tank. The Bitcoin drops a good bit. And they're kind of having to CYA, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, are you listening to this soliloquy? Because I'm not.
So I thought somebody called. You're just taking their time.
They did. We'll get to Jay here in a second, but this is important because the conversation was brought up.
It's important.
Mm-hmm. So last year, one of my projects that I took on that I had been thinking on for a while, but during COVID, was the idea of the Power Five breakaway, the formation of a super conference. And I know people are going to say, well, there's been kind of talks about this, but it's
kind
like,
of talks about this?
Like a long time ago, but no one ever tried to put something in motion. But we talk about realignment all the time.
It's unbelievable.
It's not unbelievable. And so when I was talking to Commissioner Sankey,
mm-hmm.
I was putting forth a lot of these ideas.
Right.
I was.
And he shut you down.
He's like, yeah, I just don't see it moving that way. And I was like, okay, well, I mean, I guess to each their own. It's like I'm still going to kind of vouch for this moving forward. And then here we are, less than a year later, and pretty much everything I was telling Commissioner Sankey, it's kind of coming true right now. Now, I will admit that, according to the reports, Texas and Oklahoma were the first to reach out to the SEC.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I was telling Houston this morning, I kind of went back, I looked at my notes from that meeting, and I was just like, pretty much everything I said. Now, I'm not going to say that I'm the one that had the idea that put us on the path to where the landscape of college football is moving.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, when you kind of look at it, if you do want to blame, like, if you're not happy about it, and you want to blame me, I'll let that be the case. I'll take full responsibility. Because you kind of keep hearing about people talking about tradition. It's like we're getting away from that. And it's like, I understand most of it's just the boomers longing for the days of futures past. But
futures past.
I'm just kidding. I wanted to slip in an X-Men reference there. But so you see how things are moving forward. And it's like, I'm either going to get on the bus or I'm going to get left behind. And I've decided in life I'm not getting left behind again.
Smart, really.
Let me get this straight. You took a topic that had been discussed ad nauseum on sports radio for the last decade.
Well, just based off the timing and talking with the commissioner of the most powerful man in all of college athletics right now.
So you were 10 years late to the conversation. Then talk to Commissioner Sankey about it, which is very typical, Davey. Like,
right.
Don't cite your sources. Just kind of claim it as your own, like when you tell jokes that you've read on the internet.
Well, back
and
up.
So now you want to take credit for Texas and Oklahoma joining the SEC and the formation of a Super League?
Not for them joining, but for the idea of having the bigger conferences and the bigger schools break away from the NCAA and forming their own league. That's how I will phrase it.
Right. Which is literally at least a 10 to 15-year-old conversation.
Were they talking about getting away from the NCAA back then, like wanting just to completely go away from the NCAA?
Yes. I certainly was. So, in a way, you stole my idea, and now I want credit for it.
Were you talking to the commissioner about it?
That's my point. No. But you stole my idea, and now you're trying to
You
take
never talked about your idea in my presence or before I knew who
Dave,
you were.
That is baloney. We have had that conversation on this show before, like years ago.
These guys will fight. We'll come back with a final segment. Hour two. Get to phone calls, 865-546-8200. Final segment, hour number one. We're going right to the phone lines. We got Jay up first. What's up, Jay? You're on Three and Out.
Well, guys, are we going to win the gold medal or in basketball, or what's going on?
No. We're terrible.
What was the deal with them? Everybody singing "Happy Birthday" to Kevin Durant? Did y'all see that? He did not look happy that was happening.
His birthday's not till September.
Apparently, it was just a troll job by one.
He couldn't just take a joke, or I mean, he just couldn't lie. He didn't seem to be too pleased with that.
He's a weird dude.
He is a weird guy. I don't know. I don't know. This team is I mean, they should win. I know the rest of the world has gotten better at basketball, but we just – I don't know. I think we're going to be lucky to get a bronze or a silver medal. But
I think a bronze at this point would be a victory. I mean
– if you're USA Basketball, Houston, do you keep a bronze medal? Do you, like –
I mean, I'm not necessarily proud of it, but I mean, we didn't send our best guys. That's a problem. Like all these other guys, they want to go play for their country in the Olympics. Our best players are kind of like, who cares? And it's just, you know, just the way it is. And it's, I mean, I don't like it, but,
we're dominating skeet shooting.
There we go.
That's all that.
That's
all
good.
That really, man.
Mm. Yeah. I'll take any gold medal I can get.
Well, we got runners on first and second, one out.
There we go. See, women's softball making a run.
Woo-hoo-hoo. Just got lucky on that inside pitch. The catcher just held the ball for a legit five count. She was so mad that they didn't ring up our girl, so it's good. 2-2 is a count.
Guys, do y'all believe the SEC's done with adding teams?
No.
After Oklahoma and Texas?
No.
I think everything's up in the air. I mean, eventually, I don't know what all the conference numbers will look like. I think it's going to be a complete shift. I think this is just kind of phase one.
Wow. So if the football powers in the ACC were offered a spot, do you think like Clemson, Florida State, I say power, but Virginia Tech, and maybe like Miami, to make it 20 teams? And you still stay somewhat, you're staying regional, staying Southern. Do you think they accept it? I mean, are they like, accept it, no questions asked, they wouldn't even think about it?
I think it would depend on a lot. I mean, what's the number like once you get to where scheduling becomes even more of a problem? I mean, if you got 30 teams in a conference, it's not like you can, we'll play it. At that point, you're almost too big unless you – it's almost like you have to form a one big super conference, but then redivide it similar to what it looked like before. Like, that's why I think college football is moving towards a college football commissioner operating separate from the NCAA, and it'll be – I don't think it'll be 65. I think it'll be more like 80. There'll be 80, quote-unquote, power teams. They'll call some people up.
If anything, I think it would get smaller to where you probably get from, like, 65 down to 60.
I think you'd lose some, but I think you could add some too.
But
like the strong non-power five brands. I mean, like Boise State football is better than Vanderbilt football.
Oh, absolutely.
BYU better than Vanderbilt football. Like as a whole.
Houston, we're losing to Vanderbilt. So what's that say about us?
We beat them last year with our worst team ever. So we got that going.
Well,
you know what.
You know, I think the sleeping giant and all this that could move up. They have the largest student population in the country, and that's UCF.
Yeah, I mean that's a team. I think that they could compete in the Power Five. I think there's a bunch. I mean, I mentioned Boise. Boise's opening the season on the road at UCF, but yeah, UCF will be a good one. Hell, right now you look at, look at the top 25 last year. Like Liberty should be in there probably. Coastal should be
Liberty's
in there.
Last chance, you.
Well, it's working.
I want the Netflix documentary series Last Chance You. Go to Liberty. I think that'd be awesome.
I'd watch it. A lot of Tennessee ties there.
He's taking everybody now. So, I think it's going to be interesting. But the reason why I brought that up is there was a guy on Feinbaum, a reporter, and he basically said that he thinks that's in play for these ACC schools. He basically said he called Greg Sankey. He said Greg Sankey's about to just go like Gordon Gekko on everyone and just amass all these teams and just basically shut down the NCAA.
Thanks for the call, Jay.
Yeah, he's right. I mean, me and Davey joke around about it. I've been saying it for years. It was going to take somebody with the leadership, the foresight, and the ability to do it, and Greg Sankey is the commissioner of the most powerful conference. They just signed the richest TV deal, and I mean the SEC brand is super strong. I realized before the new TV deals, like the Big Ten was making more money, but it was only going to be a matter of time before the SEC passed that, just because the football is so much better.
The one thing I am hesitant about with the ACC doing that is just all the teams Jay mentioned do not have much of a basketball program. And, I mean, the ACC is synonymous with, like, the most powerful basketball institutions in the country. So, I don't know. I mean, Jay Billis yesterday was on TV talking about just simply having Phillips go ahead and going to Sankey about a merger.
Yeah, and it's I mean,
and if they get Notre Dame too, because you got to think about that. Like Notre Dame is technically a part of the ACC. I know they haven't done it for football yet, but it's starting to get to that point.
Yep. Let's go back to the phone lines ahead of the Depot. We got Roberto next. What's up, Roberto?
Hey guys. Good morning.
Morning.
How are you? Well, quickly, Houston, I saw your tweet earlier, and I just want to echo that. This Olympics is my own personal prison in hell because I'm an Olympics lover. I love it. And it's awful. Like, the Americans just can't do anything right. I mean, look, third place bronze and silver finishes, those are fine. But my joke to my wife was last night, you know, the Russian men won, or the Russian, the Rock, as I'm calling them, the Rock won men's gymnastics. They won. They went 1-2 in the backstroke, which the U.S. hasn't lost. Guys, are you ready? Are you sitting down? The U.S., I'm 40 years old. The U.S. has not lost that since before I could drive.
Yep.
Got to work on the backstroke.
I mean, we have the world record holder. I mean, he's still legit. But all that to say, you know, the Russians went 1-2 in that. So I was looking at my wife, and it looks like the Russians are going to win the women's gymnastics too, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, now with Biles out, looks like it. We were already trailing.
Yeah, considerably. So it was a joke with my wife last night. I was like, well, the good news is the Americans will have gold medals and all those in about a month and a quarter, right? Like when they finally get to the end of this thing, and the Russians are like, oh, yeah, we were doping. We were using, you know, bovine steroids the entire time. But, guys, yeah, it's been my own personal hell because I love the Olympics. And we just, I don't know. I think, guys, I got to ask this to you gentlemen. Do you actively root against certain American teams?
I don't.
No.
I think some people in this
room might. Russ admitted to it.
I don't root against the teams, but there are certain people on the teams I don't want to do well.
That's probably fair.
I'm actively rooting against our basketball team because they suck. And if they're going to suck, let's just really suck and get blown out of it. Let's not even get out of the group rounds. Like, I mean, that's where I'm at. And I actively root against our women's soccer team because they seem just pretty unlikable. And they may not make it out either, right? They tied today, correct?
Yeah, they tied Australia at 0.
So I mean, they're on the cusp of not making it through to knockouts either. So it's pretty interesting, guys. I wonder, maybe it's just me. I try not to root against the country because I want to win at everything. But there are so many personalities on both those teams that are just so unlikable. Just so unlikable. Houston, you mentioned the Durantula. He's a weird dude, but he's also just really unlikable. And he's a punchable face. And some of these guys, they're just so full of themselves. They think they can do anything they want. And they're all out there pissing and moaning about how, you know, they're not allowed to play their game and stuff. You mean basketball? You're being required to play actual basketball?
I blame
because international rules. Do what?
I said, I blame Rick Barnes.
You blame Rick Barnes? That's a solid person to blame. I mean, you know, the United States isn't performing in the playoffs because, you know, Rick Barnes didn't have Kevin Durant the ability to perform in the Final Four. Is that what you mean?
Didn't coach him up.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't coach him up. Guys, all kidding aside, I still want to win the medal count, and I still want America to win all the events. It was nice to see my old college dance partner out there still throwing K's. Monica, it's incredible what she's doing at her age, guys. I don't know if you've talked about that at all. She's mm-hmm. the sweetest girl, and what she can do at her age is just truly unbelievable. A 35-year-old female almost 36, should not be able to do what she does, throwing a one-hitter in the Olympics, guys. I hope you guys have a great day, and thanks for the time.
Thanks, Berto.
Thanks for the call. Come back. The Depot is next.
Oh, God.